Hey guys, I'd like to introduce you to a new podcast that I know you're going to love. Do you like travel? Do you like picturesque locations and getting away from it all? Well, this new podcast has all that and murder. It's called Slaycation, and it's a darkly humorous look at murders and mysterious deaths that took place on vacation. Hosted by a true crime fanatic, her comedy writer husband, and his TV producing partner, Slaycation brings a unique perspective to chilling, thrilling, and WTF stories of vacations gone horribly wrong. From the twisted tale of Harold and Tony Henthorne, whose romantic anniversary in the Rocky Mountains ended with one of them falling off a cliff, to Angelica and Vincent, two recently engaged lovebirds whose Hudson Valley kayaking adventure ended underwater. Each episode of Slaycation will have you asking, accident or murder? But it's not just the stories that'll intrigue you. It's the discussion between a longtime married couple and business partners who happen to be Emmy-nominated TV producers. Each episode of Slaycation also includes humor, takeaway and travel tips that will keep your next vacation from being your last. If you're ready to pack your body bags, Slaycation is available on all major podcast platforms. Search for Slaycation on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the I Can't Sleep podcast with Benjamin Boster. If you're tired of sleepless nights, you'll love the I Can't Sleep podcast. I help quiet your mind by reading random articles from across the web to bore you to sleep with my soothing voice. Each episode provides enough interesting content to hold your attention, and then your mind lets you drift off. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. That's I Can't Sleep with Benjamin Boster.
If you guys are looking for more scary mystery stories, creepier ones than we're even allowed to show on YouTube, then check out our Patreon page, because every single week we put out a new and crazy story out there that you can only find on Patreon. You get access to all the archive videos as well. So go ahead and check that out if you want to support us and get more scary mystery stories. Strange and Scary Mysteries of the Month, April 2021. Strange and Scary Mysteries of the Month is a compilation of the weird, disturbing, and downright baffling stories currently happening in our world. From UFOs to serial killers, ancient sites, mysterious creatures, and even ghosts. These are the Strange and Scary Mysteries of the Month for April 2021. Number 5. Grizzly Developments and Sarah Everard's case. Sarah Everard's disappearance and eventual death, as well as the arrest of a serving police officer, sparked a national outcry in the United Kingdom in the issue surrounding violence against women. On March 3, 2021, at around 9 p.m., the 33-year-old left her friend's house on Leithwaite Road, Clapham, an affluent residential suburb in London. It was believed that she had walked through Clapham Common, a large park in the area, while on her way home to Brixton. On foot, the journey should have taken only 50 minutes. Along the way, the marketing executive spoke to her boyfriend over the phone. Their conversation lasted for about 15 minutes. She was last seen in footage taken by a doorbell camera from a residence in the area at around 9:30 of that same evening. Having noticed she wasn't able to arrive home that night, Everard's boyfriend contacted the police to file a missing persons report. On March 4th, authorities announced on their social media accounts the woman's disappearance and sought the public's help for any information on her whereabouts. During the days that followed, The Metropolitan Police, or Scotland Yard, released further information about the missing woman, including the CCTV image of her. She was seen wearing a white beanie hat, a green rain jacket, navy blue trousers with a white diamond pattern, and orange and turquoise trainer shoes. The complex nature of the investigation prompted Scotland Yard's Specialist Crime Command to conduct house-to-house inquiries. They believed and hoped that she could still be found alive. However, on March 12th, police announced the discovery of human remains in an area of woodland in Ashford, Kent. In an official statement, it was confirmed to be the body of Sarah via dental records. Two post-mortem examinations have reportedly been conducted. Interestingly, Scotland Yard still hasn't disclosed the actual cause of death. But what's even more shocking is the fact that days before her body was found, the Mets arrested a certain Wayne Cousins for suspicion of kidnapping and murder. The 48-year-old Cousins happens to be a serving police officer in the said law enforcement agency and has been so since 2018. This wouldn't be the first time Cousins had a run-in with the law. 3 days before the disappearance, the man was reported for indecent exposure at a restaurant in South London. The father of two is currently in police custody and is set to appear at trial on October 25th of this year. The public is now hoping to find out the truth about his involvement in Everard's disappearance and ultimate murder. Number 4. Joseph Duncan dies on death row. It'd be hard to find a more depraved person than Joseph Edward Duncan. The Tacoma, Washington-born criminal had a long history as a violent sexual predator. He committed his first sex crime in 1978 when he was still 15 years old. In his confessions, he sexually assaulted 13 young boys. He committed most of his crimes at gunpoint before he even turned 20. His depravity grew much worse as he got older. In 2005, while out on bail, he took notice of the Groan family in Coeur d'Alene, a city in Idaho. He took particular interest in two young members of the family, 9-year-old Dylan and 8-year-old Shasta, and then he began stalking them for days. On May 16th of that year, a neighbor called 911 when he found the Groan property seemingly quiet despite their cars parked in the driveway and their doors open. The responding officers then discovered the bodies of Brenda Groan, who was 40 years old, 37-year-old Mark McKenzie, and 13-year-old Slade. The three had reportedly been bludgeoned to death. There was no sign of Dylan and Shasta, and after a fruitless search in the area, the police immediately issued a nationwide Amber Alert. After more than 2 months of manhunt operations, on July 2nd, Shasta was spotted with Duncan at a restaurant in Coeur d'Alene. Authorities were immediately called, and they arrested Duncan on suspicion of kidnapping and rescued the young girl. Through the latter's information, the police were able to track down Dylan's remains at a forest park in Montana. Much of the grisly details about the murders, kidnapping, and sexual assault were revealed through Shasta's harrowing testimony. It was found out that Dylan was killed with a shotgun fired to his head. Meanwhile, for the entire time of her captivity, Duncan had reportedly molested the little girl over and over again. The man even attempted to kill her as well. The perpetrator's arrest led agencies like the FBI to launch a nationwide review of other unsolved missing child cases. The staggering findings implicated Duncan as a possible suspect in plenty of crimes occurring between the years 1994 and 1997 when he was on parole, and between the years 2000 and 2005 when he was free from prison. This included the cold case of Anthony Martinez, who disappeared on April 4, 1997, as well as the murders of Samiejo White and Carmen Cubillas in 1996. A long series of court trials followed soon after. Duncan was convicted and found guilty. By September of 2012, Duncan was incarcerated at the United States Penitentiary in Indiana for multiple life sentences and death penalties. On March 28, 2021, it was reported that the 58-year-old had died from brain cancer. As early as November of 2020, the medical staff at the Federal Bureau of Prisons said that the convicted had only between 6 to 12 months left to live. Court filings revealed he underwent brain surgery in October of 2020, but declined further treatment for his ailment. Number 3. U.S. military holds evidence of supersonic UFOs. The public has yet to see more evidence and records of inexplicable sightings of unidentified flying objects, and we couldn't be more intrigued and excited about what this new information holds. One of the most highly anticipated is the rumor about a UFO that allegedly broke the sound barrier but did not produce a sonic boom. John Ratcliffe, the former director of national intelligence under the administration of ex-president Donald Trump, has recently pointed out a report that purportedly talks about a supersonic aircraft. The details will be officially released this summer. Ratcliffe, during his talk with Fox News, teased that the sightings were witnessed by U.S. Navy and Air Force officials. This object, which is officially being referred to as Unidentified Aerial Phenomena, or UAP, is capable of breaking the sound barrier without creating a sonic boom. The ex-official added that this vehicle is advanced enough to perform mind-blowing and out-of-this-world maneuvers in the air. It is as if our known laws of modern physics don't apply to it. What's even stranger is the fact that the United States at this point does not have the technology to build such an advanced hypersonic aircraft. These are instances where we don't have good explanations for some of the things that we've seen, Ratcliffe said during the interview. Much of the details about this encounter, including the condition, the time, as well as the people involved, will soon be disclosed in the upcoming June 2021 report. This is part of the initiative requiring agencies such as the U.S. Department of Defense to declassify such information under the Intelligence Authorization Act of 2021. And this wouldn't be the only bizarre thing to happen in our skies recently. In February of 2021, a commercial airline was passed by what was described as a long cylindrical object that almost looked like a cruise missile. The pilot of the Airbus A320 reported the sighting, but authorities could not corroborate with what they'd seen. That mystery still remains unsolved. Meanwhile, Ratcliffe clarified that UFO sightings such as these are not just confined to the U.S., as they are also occurring in other parts of the world. And now the jarring question, are they advanced aliens from deep space? No one knows. And until the June 2021 report comes out, the supersonic UFO will remain just that, an unidentified flying object. Number 2. 40-year mysterious death solved by soda can. It's surprising how a small and irrelevant thing like a discarded can of soda brings hope to what was once thought to be a doomed case. On August 3, 1981, a woman named Sylvia Quayle was found unresponsive inside her home in Cherry Hills Village, Colorado. She was discovered first by her father, who saw her without her clothes. She had been strangled, stabbed, and shot to death. The medical examiner's report confirmed that the 34-year-old had also been sexually assaulted as well. At the height of the investigation, detectives were able to collect 140 pieces of evidence from the crime scene. In 1983, investigators looked into a piece of a rug placed near the body. They suspected there was some potential for material to be found in it. And so in 1995, the rug was forwarded to the California Bureau of Investigation for testing. Then in 2000, law enforcement agencies announced a surprising development. Indeed, they found a male's DNA profile. In an effort to put a face on the mysterious perpetrator, the Cherry Hills Police Department teamed up with the company United Data Connect to conduct genetic research. Moreover, they uploaded the data onto two genetic tracing websites, FamilyTree DNA and GED Match. The years that followed entailed so much work to look for that one suspect. A spokesperson for UDC later revealed that they had to comb through all kinds of public records like newspapers and similar publications just so they could find out more about the people who happened to have a direct link to the DNA profile. They had to make sure that they got the right person. In 2021, almost four decades since the murder, UDC identified a certain David Anderson as matching the exact DNA profile. To prove their claims, investigators went over to the suspect's trash to obtain a DNA sample. And so, in a discarded can of vanilla Coke, they got the proof that they could finally pin Anderson to the crime. On that piece of garbage, the police found DNA that matched the one recovered from the rug in 1983. On February 10th of that same year, Anderson was arrested in his home in Nebraska. The 62-year-old is expected to be extradited back to Colorado to face two counts of first-degree murder. One alleges that the victim was killed after deliberation. The other purports she was killed in the commission of another felony. Should he be found guilty of committing the crime, the accused could face life in prison with the chance of parole after 20 years. This was supposed to be the penalty in place in 1981 when Quayle was slain. However, the current state law no longer allows parole for conviction of first-degree murder. Number 1. John Wayne Gacy may have claimed more victims. Almost 30 years ago, the notorious John Wayne Gacy was executed by lethal injection at the Stateville Correctional Center on May 10, 1994, when he was 52 years old. 10 years prior to his execution, the so-called killer clown was convicted for the murder of 33 young men and boys. He was at that time considered to be the most prolific serial killer the United States had ever seen. But his story has since long been solved and closed. And yet, there surfaced new information that may bring more infamy to the already infamous name. In March of 2021, a television network premiered a limited series which featured an interview with a retired police detective named Raphael Tovar. This investigator happens to be one of the officers who worked closely on the Gacy case. In one of the episodes of the show, Tovar recalled a candid conversation that he had with the killer. His question was quite simple: are there more? The former DePlains Police Department investigator was referring, of course, to the real number of victims that Gacy murdered. The father of two gave a cryptic answer. 45 sounds like a good number. Tovar pushed on to let the convicted spit out the details on the other 12 possible cases. And that's your job to find out, the convicted criminal replied. The police detective went on to prod on the matter several times. Having known more of the man, he was quite confident that Gacy was being truthful about his claim, and the circumstances couldn't be more damning. Aside from performing as a clown at children's parties, the killer was also a building contractor. He would often hire teenage boys to work on his crew at $5 an hour. Those unlucky enough would be lured into his home. And once there, the sex offender would trick the clueless victims into wearing handcuffs under the guise of demonstrating a magic trick. Now bound, Gacy would then violate the captive to his heart's content before killing him either by strangulation or asphyxiation. Close to 30 victims were later discovered, stashed in the crawl space of his home in Chicago. A few were buried elsewhere on his property, and the rest were thrown in the Des Plaines River. All of his crimes were committed in and around the Chicago area. Tovar pointed out that as a contractor, the businessman would often be traveling. When this happened, there would be a sudden dip in his criminal activity. However, this doesn't mean that he stopped the killing. It is entirely possible that Gacy committed some of his crimes in other cities or states. Authorities have since been partial on this notion whether the criminal had indeed victimized others. As of the time this video was made, there are only 33 deaths officially attributed to him by law enforcement. So there were the strange and scary mysteries of the month for April 2021. Every day, we encounter strange and baffling stories that most of us don't know what to make of. These are just a handful, but there's still so many more to uncover. Remember to subscribe to our channel if you like this video, and check out our Patreon page, because every single week over there, we give exclusive videos that are more crazy than anything we can show on YouTube. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you soon.